gotta clear my teeth.
Love this song. Love this song.
So we've got a texter, what we've been talking about citrus for a while. In Mesa, orange tree has leaves on the outer edge. All center is dead twigs. Is that normal?
It is normal.
Okay.
That is normal. Because the leaves really are, you know, on the outside because that's where the sun's at.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell people how to prune citrus trees, you prune citrus trees different than you prune deciduous trees. Deciduous trees lose their leaves in the winter. So those are your peaches, apples, apricots, those kinds of things.
And for production, Sun City's not the model of how to do that.
No. No. Absolutely
you don't cut it like a gumdrop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So for pruning citrus, what you do is you prune it to the size and shape that you want it, and you take out the dead.
Okay.
So if he takes out the dead branches in the middle, what'll happen is they'll start revigorating themselves a little bit. But that's normal.
That's normal.
That's
and
normal.
Is now a good time to do that, or do we leave it till after the frost?
No, you could. Well, so definitely on the outside, you want to leave it till after the frost. Anytime you're pruning, you want to leave that until after the frost because the outside shades, you know, protects the inside from frost. But you can take out the dead. You can prune out the dead now. Absolutely.
Sounds good. So there's a nice and a beautiful day to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting out here looking out the mountains out the window and this, you know, there's this nice cloud. And there's when I was coming in this morning, there's this nice mist on the, love the mist.
I drove through fog this morning.
I know.
That happens
that amazing?
Like once every 7 or 8 years.
I know.
All right, let's get to our first caller, Lauren, again on citrus. You start talking citrus in
this
hour, and the questions load up. 1-888-767-4348 or text questions at 411-923. Oh, we lost Lauren. There was a question about a citrus on a patio, so I'm not sure. Let's just assume it's about a potted citrus.
Potted citrus, yeah. I get that question a lot. People want to know. Can I put a citrus in a pot? The problem is when you plant anything above ground, a raised bed garden, a potted, a plant in a pot, what you've just done is you've raised them up off of the ground or out of the ground, and now you're dealing with heat on five sides rather than one side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot harder to grow anything in a pot, especially citrus. So a couple of things about that. They need to have western shade. You absolutely need to get them shade in the afternoon.
So the porch needs to be north or east?
East or, let's say, south. If you're on the north side, north is really hard because you don't get enough sun.
Oh.
You don't get enough sun. So one of the things that I suggest that people do is you can just shade the pot. You know, you can set up a shade structure over the pot and, you know, you're good to go. Rarely have I seen success with potted trees. That being said, I was at a friend's house recently, and there's a beautiful grapefruit tree in this monster pot, probably a 36-inch size pot, which is a really big pot, and it got shade in the afternoon, and they had fruit on it. So I never say never about gardening. Just give you guidelines.
And in those cases, you would want to look for a dwarf variety, something you're not going to constantly be fighting this massive growth.
So actually, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
So what I've found, with the exception of a couple of dwarf peaches, I've found that the dwarf rootstocks don't like our soils here.
Okay. So now, if it was going in a potted, could you make it any soil you want?
You could make it any soil you want. You could absolutely do that. So it's a little bit different story in a pot. However, what we suggest that people do is that you buy a standard size tree and then you prune it to the size that you want it. And you can do that with literally any fruit tree that that you want to plant. It's really quite simple to manage that down.
Now, I've had a chance now in that last break to sample all these different ones.
Yeah.
Now, these are navels. You've got a pink and an orange navel.
I got a pink and an orange navel, yes.
The pink one is very hard for me because I see
pink. You mean the orange one?
No, the pink one. My mind thinks grapefruit, and
taste
bud says orange.
Orange,
It throws me off.
But it was nice and sweet, though, wasn't it?
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was. But I will have to say my favorite was the Trovita.
Trovita, yeah.
There was less rind on it.
Yep.
And it was a very mild acid.
Yep.
But the flavor and the sweetness was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, the Trovita is a heavy producer. And the other thing, the nice thing about the Trovita is they're January, February, and even into March fruit. So you could get 60 to 90 days out of your Trevita orange tree.
That's a long time for any tree. Wow.
Whereas on the navels, we usually get about 45 days on the navels. And actually, the problem with the navels is that they're so good that I consume them so fast.
Can you OD on orange?
Maybe. I haven't yet. And I'll eat 3 to 8 a day.
No, so at least 8.
Yeah.
Now, a lot orange and citrus have gotten a bad rap in the last 20 years because they're roof rats. And these, homes that have developed in Arcadia and built into all these orange groves. And they're cutting them out because of the roof rats.
Silly thing to do is to cut them out because of the roof rats. Because here's the deal. We have roof rats. Or the other thing is we have pack rats. And taking out your food isn't going to solve that. We have them. You know, every year I see one or two. I just saw a rat on the urban farm here. And I'm just like 4 blocks from you here at the studio. And I saw a roof rat, in the last 2 weeks on the property. I have a couple of farm cats. They help manage for that. The other thing is that roof rats are only a problem if they get in your house. So, and I'm sure you guys have, services out there that you know of that protect your house from the, animals getting in. Yeah, just make sure that they can't get in, and then it's no problem.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or text to 411-923. We're live this New Year's Eve Saturday morning with Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm.